up our respect in our right side cilia. And gradually, according to seniority, they should be. And they when we are sitting, we are sitting and carrying Harikatha, we should try to give seniority, according to seniority, some honor to them, some facility to them. And thinking that they are serving like Guru Dev more. If you do like this, then all will think that, oh, the Guru Ji is so high class of thoughts. Otherwise they will tell that he had not taught anything to the disciples and so they are just not giving proper honor. So if you are coming to me, you should try to follow the rules and regulations also. In everything. Also senior should not acquire anyone that, oh, he is junior and so they should be alive. No. They should, from the core of heart, they should try to love and always be healthy. Like father or elder. So this should always hold. Or Guru Maharaj Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta. He always just to teach all these things to us. Even when we are going to take any water in a vessel, we should not pour these nulls in water. If you are cooking you are giving some salt in dal, next time it should not be kept there, otherwise he becomes jutha. So take very carefully water, salt, masala and all these things, so that all should be pure, not giving this and this without washing hands. You should take this like this. If you are doing anything outside temple or in outside of cooking room, you should not run and come at once. You should pour water on your face and hands. Don't come with shoes. In Thakur Ghar, Thakur Mandir, or in kitchen room is also a temple. Where Srimati Radhika is cooking for Krishna with his sakhis, you are not cooker, but cooker is Srimati Radhika. So it is like a temple. You should try to make it so pure always. Also try to honor all the devotees who are taking them from anyone, X, Y, Z. But they are chanting, that's good. No? If they are samajatiya, samajatiya means?
Like-minded.
Like-minded. Samajatiya. Then they should be honored more. And really, if one has taken diksha, really, in real sense, not like that Gurudev has given one thread here and told only one time mantra, and now we have forgotten everything, but we think that we are initiated. This is not in the world. So if anyone in real sense, he has been properly initiation and diksha, initiation. Try to, with sambandha gyan, in who is jeev, who is Krishna, what is maya, knowing all these things, and having some real relation with Krishna among the four relations. Dasya sakhabhav sarjan. In beginning, there is no relation, only that he is Prabhu, I am his servant. But what kind of servant? There is anything in our heart. Gurudev adds to develop it. So we should know all these things. If anyone chanting Krishna name 3 lakhs daily, and one person having relation with Krishna really, and he is chanting less, but he has so much good relation with Krishna and associates, then his one name will be equal to 3 lakhs name of other devotee who has not really taken initiation in proper way. Koti janme jadi kare shramana kirtan tabotana paye Krishna pade premadan. In crores and crores
life,
births and life, he cannot attain Krishna. You should understand by example. Haridas Thakur was chanting 3 lakhs daily name. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given him the name of Namacharya Haridas Thakur. And so much giving honor to Haridas Thakur. He used to go to give his darshan daily in his Siddha Bhakti. He has so much honor. Daily he gives. He used to send daily his remnants to Haridas Thakur by Govinda. No? But there was a boy named Rupa. He was so junior to Haridas Thakur. He was not any acharya. But although he was not chanting 3 lakhs a day, writing books, reflecting the moves of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who gave in Prayag, what he gave, Chaitanya Mano Bhishta, he established. Who is superior? For ordinary persons, Haridas Thakur is more superior than Rupa Goswami. But those who know all the tattva, then they will see that Rupa Goswami is a Rupa Manjari and Haridas Thakur is like Brahmar. Most superior than that. Ordinary persons cannot imagine this thoughts. Only the persons who are doing so much bhajan, they can
realize
this fact. So we should try to go deep in Krishna Bhakti. Taking initiation in real form, real way, and having some connection with Krishna, that connection should not go away in this life or other lives. This is called this initiation. But anyhow, a person having no diksha, knows nothing, and chanting Krishna name, yet you will have to honor him. Because he is chanting Krishna. He is coming to be a family man of Krishna family. So we should honor. If he is rebuking, even this is honor. only you can criticize your mind, undeveloped mind or unconscious mind. Mind is so wicked. So we can take a broom early in morning, beating mind, oh mind, be pure and try to serve Krishna. So, by humble prayers, everyone to honor all the Vaishnavas who are seen either in coming to Gurudev for Sarsekhar, this community, or community and serenity in bhakti. We cannot realize serenity and unity according to bhakti, sometimes we may. We can count only serenity, unity from the date we have gone to Gurudev. It is also okay, but that thing is more superior. Je jakhan Vaishnava chiniya adara karibe jabe, adara karibe jabe, those who are in a great, to realize that he is Kanishta Vaishnava, he is Madhyam Adhikari, he is Uttam Adhikari, surely he is above Madhyam Madhyam, and he should be respected. So we should give respect according to this quality of Vaishnava states, whether he is in Kanishta, whether he is in Madhyam, and he is in Uttam Adhikari. And according to this stage, we should give honor. Then we will develop so much, so much. So we should try for this. Any kirtan? You should do. Any you like? You have prepared any?
नमो विष्णु पदाय कृष्णतिष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमद्भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशवैकिनाम अतिमत्र चरित्राय स्वाश्रितानञ्च पालिने जीवदुःखे सदार्ताय नाम प्रेम प्रदाने वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृतासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महाबलाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदाय च कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्याय गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकाय नित्यनामे कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय भक्त्या विहीनाय अपराधलस्य चेत्ताश्च कामादितरङ्गमध्ये कृतामयी मां शरणं प्रपन्ना वृन्दे नमस्ते शरणा तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति दिव्याराधे तन्न माम चरणम्। Explaining that what is Unnato Ujjvala Rasa that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to taste the mood of Radhika. And what is Unnat Ujjvala Rasa that he wanted to distribute among all the souls? So, it seems some difference. Three moods of Srimati Radhika he wanted to test, and this is actually Unnat Ujjvala Rasa. But also he distributed by name, through name, Prem, and gave Prem to all. It is also Unnat Ujjvala Rasa. So I want to make a very vivid explanation that you should know what is the difference between two. Up till now I have explained that the mood of Dasya, the mood of Sakha, the mood of even Vatsalya is not Unnat Ujjvala Rasa. Even Swakiya Bhava Rukmini and Satyabhama or Sita Devi to Ramchandra is not Unnat Ujjvala Rasa. So I am trying to explain these things that you may have some ideas of Unnat Ujjvala Rasa. You cannot take, though I will give so many explanations, but those hearts are pure. They have served Vaishnavas. They have come in the association of higher class of Vaishnavas. They may take it. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna could not give to all. So I cannot give. But I think that those I have come to hear, surely they have some past impression in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu philosophy. And that is why they have come and joined. From different part of world, from England, America and so forth. From Sydney, from where and there. And they are roaming with me here and there. So they must have some impression of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu family. So I think that if they will have some association and hearing all these things, little by little, gradually, they can know all these things. Certainly, very strong impression will come in their hearts. And those who are not interested with this, they will not take no harm. So I am explaining. I explain the mood of Satyabhama is Swakiya Madhur Rasa, but not Unnat Ujjvala Rasa. In India, there is a shadow of that Unnat Ujjvala Rasa in household lives, by marriage. If any qualified person is married with any chaste qualified girl, by reciting Veda mantras and making Sakshi, evidence of fire, air, water, especially Ganga water, Tulasi, Shalagram, Brahmins and devotees. There will be the evidence. If anyone wants to divorce, they cannot. In any certain reason, if there is a cause, that he has lost faith in Krishna and associates, lost faith in Harinam chanting. In this case, they can be rejected. Otherwise, no. Like Gurudev could not be given in any way. If he is like so, then he can be given. Otherwise, no. For poor knowledge, because he is not so beautiful, he is ugly, his rebukes sometimes gives one slap. For these reasons, he cannot be called. He always controls Gurudev for our benefit, not for his benefit. Then he should not be given. So in this way, all are evidence for this. So this is called marriage. And then wife becomes a servant of his heart. But not servant. Ha sadharmini. Sahadharmini. He always helps in dharma, in bhakti and all others. In India we don't take like servant, maid servant. Sahadharmini. But nowadays time are changes and some impurity comes in this. Now they are following Western
culture
and they are giving up all these things. So if marriage by this in Ved, with Ved mantra, in guidance of all what I told, fire, Vaishnava, Shalagram and all other things, water, air, then they become Kshatriya. Those who have been married to their husband, but from beginning they have no affection and love for them, and they have only affection for any other person, from beginning, they are called Parghiya. But having so many, with so many persons, it is not guaranteed in any shastra. It is so bad thing. But gopis are telling, Uddhava is telling, what is? In Srimad Bhagavat, Vyas or Sukadeva Goswami are also telling. What is Lord? Pema Stiyo Banachari Babichara Dushta. Sukadeva Goswami himself telling. Vyas is himself telling. Those who have no connection with Krishna in any way, they are Babichari. They are guilty for being Brahman, Vyabhichari. Vyabhichari means like prostitute. But those who are married to anyone or not, but if they are serving Krishna, chanting Krishna, remembering Krishna, thinking Krishna to their beloved, then they are superior than all kinds of goddess or anywhere, chaste ladies. They are more chaste than any. You know the name of Arundhati. You know Savitri. You know so many. There were so many chaste ladies in Indian sculpture. But also you know the names of Mandodari. Mamandari, wife of Raman, wife of five Pandavas, Draupadi, Kunti, the mother of Pandavas, Gandhari, Ahalya, Tara, wife of Sugriv and Bali combined. At first he was married to Bali. But when he was shooting, then he became the wife of
Mandodari, he was the wife of Rama, but afterward he used to live with Vibhishan. Kunti has three husbands, four. One Pandu, and secondly Pavandev, Dharmadev, Dharmaraj, and
Indra.
Indra.
Vasili Kumar Dev.
No.
Indra.
There are four. But still, she was more than any of Chastities. Why? Draupadi has five husbands, but still he is known as a unmarried girl, Kanya, so sacred. So why? Because they used to think that Krishna is my beloved, by heart and soul. Though they are married to anyone, no harm. So, gopis are most chaste among also these, most superior than these five what I told. And all others, having the mood that he is my husband in this body of what? Earth, air, water, fire. So much stool and urine and so many bad things in this way, thinking them. Pati means who saves from any suffering, sorrow, death and everything. And he supports with brain, knowledge and all these things. He is actually Pati. Or Pati, husband cannot save us from death, suffering, sorrow. Our husbands cannot save us from being old. If hairs are going white, they will not. Something coming on oldness. So actually, our beloved and husband and everything is Krishna. Those who are like this, whether they are married to anyone, X, Y, Z, no harm. But if they have no at all any connection with them, or connection even, but thinking that Krishna is my beloved Krishna. So those ladies in Vrindavan, girls of Vrindavan, gopis, still married by the trick of Yogamaya, I told to yesterday, by trick. Gopis are none difference from Krishna and Srimati Radhika. Srimati Radhika is Radhani Shakti, Swarup Shakti of Krishna. Like sun and its heat, water and its liquidness, they cannot be separated. And all the gopis are Kaya view, manifestation of Srimati Radhika there, who are taking easily part in Rasa and serving. Though they are outwardly married to, have given marriage to anyone go, but that marriage is false, only to create some mood that we are wife of another go. But loving Krishna, they have no connection with their husbands, nothing. So the marriage is not done, and they are thinking that we are the wife of this go. They are called Parakiya. Parakiya means marriage to others, but having so much affection and love to Krishna. Whether they are married to anyone, only being girl, unmarried, or married, all are Parakiya. And they are so much superior than any of Chastity. Because we see that Uddhav, no marriage at all, he was Balak Brahmachari. Narad, Bal Brahmachari. Sukadeva Goswami, Bal Brahmachari, he never used clothes even.
to high class of devotee. But all they wanted to take the fit dust of gopis. Why? If they are not so sacred. Āśāmaho charnarīṣāmaṁ syāṁ vṛndāvane kimapakul mallatausadhīna jastustajana svajana ārya pathancha hitva bheje mukunda padavim sutiphi mṛvikyāṁ vande nanda praja istrīnāṁ pādrenum abhiknasa jāsāṁ bharat kathāt goti punāpi bhuvanatve. Buddha went to Vrindavan and he realized the glories of Gopi. At first he used to know that I am superior than any devotee. But when he came, he realized this, that Krishna has sent me to learn something in this school of, Prema school of Gopi, devotional school of Gopi. But I am thinking that I am not even qualified to take admission in this school. Oh, so high class of a standard. Why Krishna sent me? I am not qualified to even give my name in that school. So very far away. I am only glorifying them by taking the feet dust of gopis, because they have given everything to serve Krishna. They have given shame, they have given fame, the service of their husbands. They have forgotten their own body and taking mills and everything, decorating themselves. That's all this. Buddha was telling that, I cannot give. As Gopi said. So, I am not qualified to go in their school, then how I will have a chance to get the feet dust of Gopis? So he becomes hopeless quite. He is telling that, I am doing pranam to the direction where gopis are there. I am not qualified to even to touch the lotus feet dust of gopis. Even one dust. There are lakhs and lakhs gopis. Buddha even cannot count them. And he cannot reach to all gopis. How he can pray all the dust of all the gopis' feet? He became hopeless. Then he thought that I should take only one dust of any of the gopis.
Dust particle
from any of one dust only. Krishna says that, Uddhava, if you like, you can select of what one gopi, which one you want to take one dust. Then what he will, to whom he will select? Srimati Dharika. So he wants one dust of lakhs and lakh particles of lotus feet of Srimati Radhika, one particle he wants. He thinks that even I am not qualified to do this. So I am praying from the direction, in the direction which that lotus dust is there. If I can pray one dust, I will be
successful in my life.
हमारा जीवन धन्य उठेगा, सार्थक हो जाएगा, माई लाइफ विल बी सक्सेसफुल इफ आई एम प्रेइंग फ्रॉम फॉर अवे. इवन इफ एनीवन गोज टू वृंदावन, भंडी वन, राधा कुंड, Shyam Kund, Giridhar Govardhan. Once he was Seva Kunja Vrindavan, Nandagaon, Kadambate. You all remember Kadambate? You remember Kadambate in Nandagaon? And Uddhav Kyari, where Gopi was feeling so much separation. All were senseless there. And Uddhav went there. And we are not realized there the glory of all the gopis. Then he is telling this. My life has been successful. Coming in the school of gopis, though I was not admitted. Only air come from that school and so this is called Unnata Ujjvala Ras. This. If thou fells, if Narad fells, Brahma and Shankar fells, sometimes Shankar wanted this and make a shape of gopi. But he was caught in the midway and he was given so much like this. And his cheeks were
swollen.
And he began to cry, Yog Maya, I will never come in Vrindavan. And I will never dare like so to take part in Rasasthali or Tushi. So this is called Unnata Ujjwal. Unnat means highest. Unnata Ujjwal. More shining than sun. Charming Krishna with heart. The affection of Srimati Radhika is the highest mood of this Unnata Ujjwala Rasa. In Bhakti Rasami Sindhu, by this slok of Uttama Bhakti, Anya Vilasitam Sunyam, Jnana Karma Jnana Pritam Anukullina Krishna Anusiranam Bhakti Ruttama, in this slok, Bhakti Ruttama denotes that highest affection of gopis, that is Parakiya Bhav Unnapa Ujjvala Rasa. Krishna has come in the shape of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to test this toppest mood of gopis. No? He cannot distribute this thing because it is the wealth of only Srimati Radhika. Even Lalita Vishakha had not these moods. Madan, the highest of people. Unnata Ujjvala Rasa. But some inferior, that is called Mohan or Modan, they have. In this, gopis become so much object that seeing Uddhav, they are thinking that a bee is there and he is like a dut of Krishna. Sometimes angry, sometimes favorable, sometimes in others, having so many words. They are talking about that bee. Perhaps Krishna has come in the shape of bee to test all these things. And gopis are telling, oh, you are madman, you are impure, go out of from here, don't try to touch my feet, I'm so pure, go from here. How, in what shape you have come? To make us angry, more angry. You are so foolish that you cannot think how to come to pacify the anger of gopis. You don't know. And Uddhav, no, really this is it. I don't know anything. Buddha is hearing all this and very far away. And realizing what is Unnata Ujjvala Rasa here. But he could not be a spark, a sprinkle of all this. he returned to Mathura. He cannot be any entity of Vrindavan, not even cows, calves or anything. Cows loves Krishna more better than Uddhava. And Krishna has to come like their sons and calves like friends. Krishna
strokes.
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 Coughs. Like friends. And like doing like this. Sometimes massaging the legs of coughs. Giving very soft and sweet grasses in their mouths. My friend, take it. Uddhava cannot realize this. He is seeing that how coughs are loving Krishna. But he cannot love like this. That is why he was not qualified to be in the Vrindavan, and at last he has to return in. So this you can think, what is, can you wish? Wish means?
Yes.
Imagine.
Can you imagine something? That part is unnata ujjvala rasa. Especially the mood of Srimati Radhika is unnat ujjvala rasa. So Krishna was so much worried to test all these things. If anyone has no such love and affection, he cannot realize Krishna is how sweet, how beautiful, how singing beautifully on the. And he cannot love like gopis. Never, never. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give some purple to sprinkle. Some very little particles to jivas. They cannot be tolerate unnat ujjvala rasa. They cannot tolerate. They have no capacity to have. They have no qualification to have such a high class of affection in them. Only Srimati Radhika is called you. They can realize. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has not come to give this thing, unnat ujjal rasa. This. What? Unnatar ujjal rasaṁ svabhakti sriyam. Some more emphasis on this last verse. Svabhakti sriyam. Svabhakti means? Sva means?
Own.
Own bhakti. What own? Who is own? Srimati Radhika is own. Krishna. His bhakti. Not his bhakti, but his bhakti sriyam. Sva means Radhika. Bhakti means Radhika's bhakti. And this, the, kya, Sri means Shobha,
beauty
of Srimati Radhika's unnat ujjvala rasa. If you think there is a kripa, if there is kripa, no, if there is kripa, there is no leaves, no fruit, no flower. There is no beauty of that. When there are so many leaves, very, very green, very green. So many flowers here, there, in each branches. Some fruits, very reddish or golden, like grapes, and some manjaris. Manjari, you know? What is that? Manjari? Not flowers. Like mangoes, manjari. In which fruits comes? Very, very sweet. Cuckoos always take this and sing so sweet. very delicious, very tasteful. If air comes and touches and plays with these creepers or all the leaves become so happy and do like this. They begin to
dance.
And manjaris doing like this with happiness. This is the beauty of that creeper. But if creeper has no leaves, no that manjari, no fruits, no leaves, air will come and he will not play with that. And he will have no taste to play. So if he see any creeper playing with airs, lips going there, dancing always, like, you know, people tree? People. I have not seen here, perhaps we have seen in Malaysia. Very dancing. If air little comes, then they begin to dance. And their heads being here and there. So this is the beauty of that creeper. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants to give the beauty of Radhika's Unnat Ujjvala Ras, not Ujjvala Ras. I think you have known something that I want to tell. Make a kirtan. Munindra Bindavandi.